You're listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor John. I'm John Stonge, and today's devotion is inspired by Romans chapter 12, verse 10, which says, "Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor." Throughout the scriptures, there are many admonitions for believers to love one another. These challenges are about more than having deep feelings or warm affections for each other. They're divine instructions for us to seek what is best for each other, even at great personal cost to ourselves. This is the kind of love Jesus shows us. His love for us isn't just an emotional love. His love is an actionable love. And he showed us the depth of his love when he gave his life for ours on the cross. Jesus placed our eternal needs over his momentary comfort. That's the mindset the Apostle Paul was seeking to mirror in his encouragement to believers that we outdo one another in showing honor toward each other. This is an encouragement to put our own pride and preferences aside so we can effectively build one another up in brotherly love. What kind of difference do you think Jesus would like you to make in the life of someone else today? Who is he calling you to show this kind of love to? Who is he nudging you to honor? How do you think you'll feel at the end of today if you decide to put the teaching of this scripture into practice? Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the challenge that you give to us in this portion of scripture. It's a challenge that's very countercultural. It's a challenge that goes against the grain of our instinctive preferences. Instinctively, we prefer to be honored, but you tell us in this portion of Scripture to go out of our way to honor other people, to honor one another as brothers and sisters in Christ. Lord, we know that this is something that you've modeled for us. When you came to this earth, you showed us the depth of your love, as you suffered and endured the pain of the cross so that our sin could be atoned for, so that we could live forever in your presence, so that we could experience new life, divine power, and constant reassurance. Lord, we're grateful that you've done all of this on our behalf. And because you've been so sacrificial toward us, we pray that that would be the mindset and the attitude that we would convey actively toward others. And Lord, we know that the love that you want us to express to one another is more than just a deep feeling or warm affection. You want us to actively seek to put the needs of our brothers and sisters in Christ above our own. We know, Father, that that's challenging for us to do. But at the same time, we know that we have your strength, we have your help to enable us to accomplish this. So Lord, we thank you for this challenge from your word today. And we thank you for supplying us the power that we need to actually live it out. We commit this day to your care, and we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's devotion came from my book, The Desire Jesus One-Year Devotional. If you'd like to order a copy so you could follow along, please visit our bookstore at desirejesus.com. This podcast is part of our listener-supported ministry. To give a gift of support of any amount to help us with our hosting and production costs, please visit desirejesus.com. And don't forget to leave us a rating or review via your favorite podcast player. Thanks again for listening, and have a great day.
Hello, I'm Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we are the host of Life After Addiction podcast. What we believe is that addiction is not a surprise to God.
That's right. We discuss addiction from a biblical worldview and how true freedom comes through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Absolute freedom from addiction, the secular worldview of once an addict, always an addict, is just not true. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, subscribe to Life After Addiction at lifeaudio.com.